This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Is there? I mean, he doesn't live in the city.
Yeah. You just call a local upstate.
Florist?
Yeah. A bakery or something. They could make a drop-off happen for sure.
That would be really funny.
I think I'm gonna work on that right now. Hang on.
Yeah.
Cool. If you can get him like a roast.
Yeah. Oh, I love. Yeah. And then the note could just be like, "I know this is your favorite."
Yeah.
I pulled all the strings and I got you a roast after all.
And after hours. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
What do you mean?
We're giving you the
idea.
You
want us to take over? So it was really funny.
To me, it's impressive what you do and how much you do it.
And I appreciate it.
Do you ever drive? When you're driving your car, do you ever... Marika doesn't drive in the car. Yeah,
but Jeffrey does. Jeff, do you ever...
Do you ever just listen to static?
For like a radio static? Yeah. Listen, not everybody can be radio free Anya. You're obsessed with radio, man. I mean, she's like driving hither and thither, parkour A to B, as complicated as possible throughout the streets of mind you. And it's just static this, static that. Is it AM or FM? Or you're just going to say both?
You're trying to dox me from my last apartment. So you're...
Fucker.
I don't live there anymore.
I also do want to answer this because I think I do something really, really weird, which is I often put in my... AirPods, which have the noise canceling feature, and I listen to nothing. I just walk around with those in.
I do that,
and they drain the battery.
I do, and you do that. Well, it's often helpful, so no one talks to you out in a city like New York.
Yeah,
popcorn in your beard, right, man?
It does feel like some sort of defense mechanism. Sure. But it's often the situation where, like, if I'm listening to something and I go in a store, I turn it off because I'm too...
Do you guys
like,
not understand that there's a fucking episode that started? You guys are still saying the same conversation from before.
Jeff, I don't mean to start off on this note, but there is buzzing on one of the tracks.
Yeah.
You hate to hear it.
It's also so jarring not seeing Jeff.
I fixed it.
Jarred
joy. Oh, how did
that was
fix
huge.
It?
Jar joy? Are we talking jar joy? In terms of basically, Rochelle, to fill you in, jar joy is when you take something that you love and you put it in a sack.
Okay, for later.
In a sack.
For safekeeping.
I wish it was that.
Just
I really
to be
wish
in a sack.
Just
for earlier.
Yeah. For there's putting things somewhere for safekeeping, and then there's this, which is entirely different.
And then you never revisit it again.
AM or FM, Anya? AM radio when you're driving in your car?
Great question.
Driving.
There's a time and a place
driving
for both.
In your car. Static. Jesus, on the stereo. Anya. Radio free.
And Anya.
Have you been on before?
I have been on before.
Okay. I couldn't tell if I was like supposed to tell you that might happen or not.
Rochelle had the classic line of, "I don't know what this show is."
That's
that
really
just
good.
Brought the house down at minute 38 of her episode.
Did you figure
That's
it out?
That's still true.
Yeah, I was going to say, that hasn't changed since.
I am loving the energy, though, today. Amir came in. Well, you kind of had some good energy before we started recording. Mm. And then you housed a smart popcorn.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're crashing or what, because now you're like... crumbs in the beard, starting to look pissed.
I had to like sort of MacGyver together a lunch out of a series of snacks and oatmeals. And like, I'm in this weird, like when you just snack your way through all of breakfast and lunch.
Right.
So you're not really hungry, but you're not full in a happy way either.
Boy lunch, they call it.
Yes, it's a boy lunch.
Boy lunch is just seemingly grains because you had oatmeal and popcorn.
Yeah. And then I also had a banana and a coffee. Actually, Boy Lunch is my all new carbs. DJ. Yeah,
wait,
all
sorry,
carbs
what was that?
All the time.
Your new DJ name is Boy Lunch?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. What kind of tracks are you spinning?
Usually just songs that I listen to in college, mashed up.
Like two songs switching in between the two, or like every single song you liked in college?
Every single song I liked in college.
Yeah. And when people say, up. What's your alma mater? You often say mashed Berklee. Up. And then they're like, oh my God, School of Music? And you don't correct them.
Yeah, because I want them to think that I have a specific trait or skill. Whereas Berklee, the one I went to, is just open season for anyone who lived in California in the 90s.
Yeah. It was also open concept.
Meaning?
The library didn't have a lot of walls.
Really?
And we haven't talked enough about this.
I thought we brought up Berklee's library recently, but maybe not.
Libraries have to be open concept, right? I just want to.
Yeah, of course. It's always just one big room.
Like it's. Yeah.
Yeah, but in every library architect has the choice to drywall over the Dewey Decimal System. They just don't. Which
I mean,
is fine.
My school had a library that was a glass egg. So
let's hear more about that because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Was it really a glass egg, an oval?
Yeah, Mansueto Library.
That's
featured
cool.
in the movie Divergent.
How do you spell that, Marika? We're going to get a numbers crunch on that and put it up on the...
D-I-V-E-R-G-E-N-T.
That's the movie. The library is Man, M-A-N-S-U-E,
Manspreado College.
Truly crazy for both of you to think that I thought Marika went to Divergent College.
Well, you just said...
It was like a joke.
I just thought you were spelling the
Divergent. No, Marika, let's sit in this moment for a second. Because it feels bad to all of us.
Why?
What's the name of the fucking library? U Chicago? Brag.
Chicago.
Just type in reg, R-E-G,
egg. Just type in reg.
Just type in egg.
A ratchet egg library from the movie Divergent University.
Okay. I have a question
reg
for Rochelle.
Reg egg library? Mansueto library.
All right, we got it.
All right.
Oh, whoa. Wow, look at that.
Libra Dome. Wow.
Why did you like say that?
I don't mind that for Marika. Yeah.
That's what she calls it up here.
Nice.
That's really good.
Yeah.
La Bibliothèque Dome.
Holy.
Rochelle, let's dive into your past. Let's talk about who
we've,
you loved the most.
We're moving on from
world.
The library that fast.
Yeah,
what more is there to say about the Libra Dome?
I just thought it's got a robot arm that gets books from underground.
Cool.
What the fuck is any of this?
Marika went to college in the future. And now she's back to tell us about it.
Marika has BDE talking about a robot arm.
EDE?
Big library.
Library energy.
Egg.
Big dome energy. Yeah, this really does say Libra Dome, Reg Egg Igloo.
That's insane.
As quickly as students have dreamed up pet names for Mansueto, they've adopted the futuristic library
as their own.
Versus doing what? What was the other
I mean, they need to create copy.
It.
Yeah. I mean, this has got to be like 50 grand a year for you,
I think
Chicago.
The robot wrote
more
that.
More than that.
More than 50? It's more expensive than USC?
It was like 60.
Maybe USC was 60. But I had a 50% scholarship.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Not merit-based.
It was threaten-based.
You blackmailed them for the other 50%.
Yeah. My school actually recently was like part of a lawsuit where apparently they have to pay people's like student loans. Like someone won a lawsuit and now UChicago owes students like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's not a lot for the whole university to owe only a couple hundred thousand dollars.
That's two students.
Yeah, but it's like I should be getting money from them, and I haven't gotten my email about it yet.
You're going to?
And
never mind.
I had to
no, let's hear
out.
It. And but anyway, back to Rochelle.
But I'm saying the Libra Dome is where you would enact revenge.
No one ever called it the Libra Dome, and I hate that. And
they
I'm
called
it
what?
It.
Real egg or whatever? Just egg?
We called it the reg egg or Mansueto.
It really is reminiscent of that like mayo shit where it's like just egg.
What's the reg in reg egg?
And this
the
might be the thing. Never mind.
What?
I was just going to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have the Reagan library, and then you have the just reg library.
Well, it was the Regenstein Library, but yeah.
Okay.
So
who's Mansplato?
This is very confusing. The Reg Egg Library. Reg stands for Regenstein because it's the Regenstein Library, but it's also called Mansplato or the Librado.
You have to understand that the Reg Egg was an addition to the Regenstein Library where you had to walk down a glass hallway and then enter this glass dome with the robot arm.
So the man's
name... And the Regenstein was like a...
The reg should be robot arm egg. There should also be Regenstein. In addition, before there was an egg, there was Regenstein, and they were like inspired by his last name.
And they built it into the shape
of
an
egg. Not even inspired. It was something else
perspired.
Entirely. Yeah.
It was sweat.
His and name
it
also was, his is name that was it looks Mansueto like an egg. Regenstein.
That yeah. The library looks like an egg.
I mean, don't get me started on the Reva and David Logan Center, I'll tell you what.
And we won't get you started on that. My last question is crass, but I have to ask. did you or anybody you know ever get dome in the Library Dome?
Wow.
Definitely get not dome? Me. I assume somebody did.
I got Labradome.
Michelle just dragged me by quoting me.
Rochelle is, oh my god, you almost spilled a pint of cold brew. Are you younger than Jeff in a cool fashion, or are you sort of the same age? I'm hoping somebody
She's
is
a older.
Younger hipper.
I think I'm
30,
older than
right?
you.
And yet you
Have
still made
respect.
Fun of the words.
No, you're 28.
Used. I'm 30.
Okay, I'm 25.
So when she made fun of you saying dome, I
well,
thought it was
You know that song where
place.
It's like, we've got trucks, we've got Jeeps, plus dome.
No.
This is
the worst song I've ever heard.
This is so
That was an awful
up.
Song. That
we
was the song.
Trucks,
we got Jeeps.
We dome.
That's a song?
Yes, it's
Was that you singing?
No, it's Cameron.
Jesus.
I have to.
Christ.
I'm too that young was... and old for this.
Yeah, it's like an older song. The younger
You're
generation has kind of repurposed.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
We got trucks.
Songs.
We got Jeeps. Pregnant pause. Dome.
It's not even. Oh, and he also has a song called Losing Weight.
Three.
Just sort of. The trilogy about fucking exercising more.
Oh, here, okay, here it is. Damn, already we home. Now let's get it on. Not that. That's all good so far.
Dome.
And then here it is. Wait.
Where's the dome?
There's no dome.
You made up the dome
part. No, the dome is over here.
So you're talking about trucks and Jeeps again?
Yes.
No, the dome is over here. So the pregnant pause was an ellipses written out.
Okay, this is
later in the song.
This is it. This is it. That's right. I had to call up L. Yo, L. Yeah. I hit what else? Plus
dome. Unrelated part of the song.
Yeah, but that's like the gist of it. It's like we were in the Range Rover, talking about an SUV, and then it's like we hooked up plus dome.
I get that part of the song, but when you said it was we got trucks, we got Jeeps, dome.
Fuck all of you except
for Rochelle. He's talking to his friend. He's talking to his friend.
Yeah.
It
and his friend's
song.
Like, what's up? And he's like,
plus
I
dome.
What? And his friend's like, okay,
and
what
straight
else?
Into...
And he said, plus dome. And he
yeah,
said,
it's
say
an addition of dome.
The way you say it, Jeff, is so scary.
Dome.
Right? Got trucks.
Rochelle's
dome.
Plus dome.
Plus dome.
Plus rice.
And we're going to burn rice tonight.
Oh, wow.
You guys weren't on the episode. It comes out, I think, this Friday. But we did a rice parody, which we haven't done for a while. And it was Walk on the Wild Side.
Uh-huh.
But it was Use a Walk to Ensure Burnt Char.
No.
So.
No.
Wait. So Do you dislike rice?
I love rice. I just think it is best served. It's a dish best served charred. Does that make sense? So basically it's like
a little crispy.
Not fried rice.
No.
Not sticky little rice.
Little crispy is
not
good.
Crispy
he wants
rice.
It burnt black.
Cauterized also- grains.
Sear thus. Yeah. We remember.
Yeah.
When you said a little crispy, it's sort of like giving him too much credit.
Yeah.
A little crispy is good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
not,
what's,
it's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
searing. Persian rice dish that's like, you do like kind of burn it on the bottom and then you flip it over.
It's like saffron rice or
tagine?
Something.
Tagine?
Tagine is a spice.
No.
Fucking idiot.
You looked right at me. You looked right at
isn't
me.
Isn't tagine the dome is a spice? That they what, cook like it
plus dome.
The dome. I cook. Clay pot. Curry.
Burnt rice.
Seared
we're at you, Chicago.
I mean, that is going to be so good.
Tagine. It's good.
We're all inside a reggae. No, it sounds like that, but tagine is the spice. Let's get a numbers crunch on this fucking
I love
burnt rice.
It is the spice, but it's also...
Tahine?
No, tagine. A tagine is the thing that you cook it
burnt
in.
Burnt rice,
there's no
Persian
spice
dish.
Called tagine.
Yeah.
Tadig.
Yes, Tadig. That's it.
Tadig, yeah, so it's like...
But I think it's
got
also
trucks,
called...
Got jeeps, got trucks, Labradome, Tadig? Burnt rice!
It says crispy.
Really? Then it's not
it's
good
also,
enough.
It's also spelled T A C H I N. So
T A H T I G. I thought. This is fucked up.
Got lost in translation, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. And speaking of.
Did you just vape?
No, you said lost in translation. So I went.
Oh, like at the end where you can't hear what he's saying.
At the end of what?
Have you seen the Priscilla movie yet?
I couldn't help it.
I almost went this weekend.
Wow. My bond of the week. This week, my bond of the week is Anya's boyfriend.
Why?
Because he's handsome. He's suave, and he knows when and how to give others the floor. Just like James.
What?
What?
When did you even meet him?
When did you even meet him? Kidding me? He was on the HeadGum Happy Hour last October 17th.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Are you kidding me? It was in passing 19 months ago.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
No, he was...
Why is he in your kind of mental zeitgeist
frontal
at this moment?
Frontal cortex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, left and right side brain. Me thinking about... What's his name, Sandy?
No, it's not. But thank you. I'll tell him.
Well,
he doesn't know who you are. So.
Not yet. Not until you tell us. Ask.
We didn't come over that time. You invited just me and him, not Casey, to your house.
Yeah, there was a day in the studio. We've talked about it before, but this is just for Rochelle. I was gonna move to Laurel Canyon.
This part's
that's
on
a brag. Board. That's a lease. And I was like telling Anya about it because I was like, oh, I have to move. And she was like, where are you moving? I said, Laurel Canyon. We talked about how we love Laurel Canyon. I said, you and your boyfriend should come over.
And Casey was right next to me.
Unbelievable HR violation, I
it
believe.
It was so funny. I was like, okay. Casey
illegal to think, let
not
alone
invited?
Extend yeah. the invitation.
And my boyfriend,
yeah.
who he has met once in passing 19 months ago.
And then what ended up really happening
thinking about him since.
Was that we went to Amir's wedding in Laurel Canyon.
Wow.
And it was me and Casey.
Weirdly.
So
yeah.
It ended up not being ideal for anyone involved, and I didn't even move to Laurel Canyon.
And we weren't invited to the wedding.
Oh.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Rochelle was there.
Or my boyfriend. Yeah.
Rochelle was there. And your
but
boyfriend.
Everyone was sent the registry, which seemed fucked.
Well, I figure if you're not there in spirit, you can be there in cash.
Can I ask you a question, Amir?
Sure.
I got an email last night that said...
Oh, that was a thank you note for your gift.
Can I follow up, ask
a
question?
I also have a question
this says,
after that.
Three questions?
This says thank you from Amir and Avital. It says, Dear Jeff, you gave $ low tier. Thank you. Best regards, host, P.S. anecdote. Did you send that to everybody or just me?
I copied and pasted that, and then I was supposed to update it depending on who gave what and stuff like that. But I might have accidentally said it a little bit too early.
There's no way. There's no way. I feel like everyone else.
Question?
Yeah, Marika, sure, yeah. What was yours?
I forgot to do the registry.
You forgot
is
to
it
do
too
it?
Too late?
It's not too late.
Your money is no good here.
Yeah, it's a little
and
tacky.
Jeff's wasn't quite enough. So right. Between the two of you.
I got you the blender, right? The blender that you slacked about today?
I do have two blenders now because somebody gave us a blender and we already had one. So if anybody wants a blender.
Wait, did someone give you a blender off registry?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Didn't no, I? Wait. I thought it was me them. That gave you the blender because I thought it was like $50.
No,
which,
you
if that's low tier, I don't know who your friends
we
are.
We got a nice blender.
Did
like
you have stuff on your registry? Like, did you have items on the registry?
No, it was just a
okay,
honey
that's
fun.
What I thought.
Mine, yeah, okay, I just gave cash. I would love for that. So what my initial plan was to
do you
send
want a blender?
What's that?
Do you want a blender?
I have a blender. Do so you, unless it is a Vitamix, I'm good.
It's not, but it looks like one. Do you think that person regifted? Like, what's up with that?
That's it was like a family friend. So it was like an older couple. So they were just like, I don't give a shit about
wedding,
the registry.
Every
I don't know
wedding,
what I'm doing.
They just do
I'm
blender.
Giving them. Yeah,
can I
nice
pitch
blender.
A business idea on this note?
On this note.
So obviously there's a lot of times that gifts are warranted to somebody to say thank you,
yeah.
You know?
And we did send you a thank you card.
Right. And it was hurtful to hear and read. Basically, gift baskets are a thing, like cookies, wine, cheese, crackers, whatever.
Crackers.
I wonder, just from a sustainability standpoint and price, if we create thrift baskets. So it's like a Harry and David, you know, gift arrangement, but it's mostly garbage.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think gift baskets are already mostly garbage. So, yeah. Did you have a question or was it about the blender?
There were three questions queued and Marika's was second. I'm sorry, Anya.
She already asked hers.
Yeah, when Marika, so it's your turn.
So it was my turn. Sorry, it kind of. I actually was wondering what they gifted you. I didn't realize you had a honey fund. And now I'm kind of fixated on this couple that gives blenders to everybody. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No offense. I had another idea to get you for the registry before. It was just like, oh, give us cash. It was going to be kind of its own gift basket, not a thrift basket, different idea of like, you know, formula, nursery, wallpaper, diapers, et cetera.
Stuff basically, to like incentivize having kids.
Not even incentivize, more so pressure.
I
right?
see.
Like,
so it's like now we have all this stuff. So like, let's have this serious talk because Jeff sort of pushed
let's have this
issue.
Serious tyke, right? Let's get a kid in that backyard.
In that basket. You should give a kid.
Basket.
Kid basket.
That's really good. Like a fire station situation.
Yeah, pick them up from the fire station on the way
Playmobil
to the wedding.
Playmobil meets Play-Doh. Yes.
Marika's pissed. God, Jeff. I just realized there's a way for Marika to see you.
How so? Did you put it on my laptop?
No, switch the input video on the Zoom. You can cut this out and switch it to the webcam. You should be able to do it.
But then
she won't see us. Forget it. All right.
Yeah. The way for her to see me would be for on my laptop to stay on the Zoom.
Yeah.
But
I just feel bad for her because
what
like,
about a giant mirror?
She's missing such
an
important part of this.
True. True.
Are you going to talk about your Halloween costume? Because it looks like you still have residue.
Oh wait, are you going to talk about the episode we were supposed to record on Friday, but you couldn't because you said you had to work on your Halloween costume and you gave us 30 minutes notice, and then you called me while I was in a session to see if it was inconveniencing me that you were canceling so last minute.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
I think for Grace, cut that out. I think
Grace, leave it in.
I was Mugatu from Zoolander.
Do you have pictures or anything?
Not on my phone.
You still have the eyeliner or something.
Don't I know. Be, you like, do. Mad about that.
I'm not mad. I just am like, I don't have the fucking receipts yet.
So did you think about it last minute? Is that why you had to push the
No, I ordered it a week in advance, and it just didn't come. It was supposed to come Wednesday. It didn't come. It was supposed to come Thursday. It didn't come. It was supposed to come Friday. I was like, that's my last fucking chance. It didn't come.
Yeah.
So I had to drive hither than thither, Spirit Halloween, et cetera, Instacarting nonsense.
Is what you want to avoid.
Yeah, Instacarting what?
The fucking lettering, right?
Okay.
Tape on Mugatu.
All individual. Like,
and here's what I'll say.
Orders.
And I'll, you know, what's that?
All individual orders.
All individual, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone came up to me. Well, forget it. I'm not going to tell the story. I do have a photo of it, though. Anya also said, all will be forgiven if I get a photo of that costume.
Yeah.
So I will give it to you.
So no forgiveness yet?
Not yet.
I don't really remember saying that.
I have the receipts.
How long, ultimately, how long did it take you to pull together the rest of the costume?
4.5 hours.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Was it worth it?
Let me work it.
Yeah.
It's a commercial.
Because you did cancel like an hour before the recording. So, and I...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And ultimately, recordings only last an hour, so he could have...
Ultimately, they only last an hour. We'll give you an extra hour for preparing.
I don't know if Marika's not hearing the sound effects, or if she's just specifically
regarding
them. I'm not,
which I tried to say minutes ago, and you just steamrolled over me.
It says sharing computer audio.
You're not sharing it.
I actually do think I know why this is.
Okay.
Do you want to fix it?
Yeah.
Go to settings.
Okay.
Well, this is the most, we've done this now three times. No, settings on the computer.
Yep.
On the computer settings.
Of course.
It's at the bottom. Go to audio.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, it's not muted. Is the output muted? It's not, so no explanation.
This is awful. Moving on / circling back to, and I didn't mean to be rude, Rochelle, but let's get back into the question, which is diving into your past. Let's see what, you know, it's Halloween tomorrow, not when this episode comes out, but let's check in on those skeletons in the closet. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
You obviously don't have to answer that, naturally.
Yeah.
I will share this one because it got solved.
Okay. Oh.
But I officiated my friend's wedding, and I lost the ring.
Wow.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
But then we found it.
Oh, that's good.
Where was it?
So I had a...
I had a few drinks and
I swallowed them
in a pawn shop.
I had dropped the ring in my car in between the console and the little, you know, the little black hole.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tried to find it. It wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Did everything. I I could. Mark even, my boyfriend, brought the car to Jiffy Lube to remove the car seat. This is like 2 hours before the wedding.
Wow.
Jesus.
And they couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And me and another bridesmaid went back to see where we parked the car and see if we could find anything. And this old couple walks by and they are like, what are you looking for? And I'm crying on the floor. I'm very stressed. And we're like, we're looking for a wedding ring. They're like, oh, wow. Well, don't worry. We won't tell anyone. And then this old lady looks down and the wedding ring is right by her feet.
Oh, my God.
And destiny.
And that old lady
married my brother-in-law.
So that's the worst thing you've ever done?
That's the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah, that was hard for you to go
through. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's pretty good. If that's the worst thing you've ever done, I think you're...
Yeah, I'm a really good person.
Really good person, yeah.
Seems like an honest mistake.
Yeah. This isn't like the post-nuptial episode or whatever, but how do you feel being married? Do you feel like a different man or is this all the same? You just have a... You don't have a ring on, by the way. There it is. You were concealing it, though. There was some kind of level of embarrassment.
It's because I'm still trying to hit on chicks. So, like, I'm trying to hide it for them in case any, like, the YouTube commenters want to slide into my G-chat DM.
Amir just walks around like this.
You want people to Gmail message you?
G-chat, yeah.
G-chat, yeah. Even nicher, I think, less used.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
But that's cool because that means he's only targeting women his age and older.
Well, the demographics, you might get into some hot water here because, yeah.
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 You look married.
Thank you.
That was not a compliment.
I hate that.
You have been different.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. In a positive way, or
moving on,
yet to be.
That's a new thing that we do: or ... responses. Solid bit.
Let's talk company reports. I feel like we've not really talked about what's going on at the network recently, and I feel like the listeners not only deserve to know, but are well overdue to know.
Are you going to ask Rochelle what
plus
she gets?
Plus dome. I don't know what most of y'all do.
That's so clear, ultimately.
I sort of forgot Marika was here, and then she came in with that
epic
drop.
Every time you do this, it's pointless.
It's jointless, because there's no union between us.
What do you mean it's company report? What do you want to see?
Checking in is all on Teams, Microsoft or otherwise. I'm wondering what Rochelle does and how it's been going for Rochelle.
I don't work here full time.
So you're a freelance producer.
I'm a freelance producer.
Yeah, and you work on Handbook. You work on
Gossip
Lil
Kings.
Rel, Gossip Kings. Nope. Just Gossip Kings.
Factually.
Definitely.
And the new show.
And the new show, which I don't know.
Foosballs
if it's announced.
Or...
We can announce, right?
It's the one.
No.
No.
Jeff, I'm begging you.
I'm pleading with myself to get this company back on track. I don't know what's happening. I'm just trying to ask Rochelle about her company report, and it's going off the rails.
Get played? We can talk about it.
Get paid.
We haven't announced.
We haven't announced, so cut this out.
Segments
first.
Or...
You can bleep it. But it's an exciting show, and it's coming soon, and you guys are going to be excited. And okay. Rochelle's working on it.
Not much of a company report for the public if they don't even know what the name of the show
is. Right,
Rochelle's
which is what we
on.
Say every single time, where it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe don't bring
so
this up.
Secretive?
You don't know.
I don't understand why it can't be public knowledge. Build some hype over this shit.
It will
be
hype when you
this
bleep
episode's
everything.
Even coming out.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It's true. This episode could be coming out in like late
Actually,
November.
Actually, it will be already launched by the time this
when
comes
does
out.
The when does the show launch?
When does the what?
When does the show launch? First? When does the company launch?
We've been live
for
a while.
Years. Yeah. For almost a decade, yeah.
November 6th, I think?
This will definitely, it'll be well, it'll all be over.
This show will be canceled by the time
exactly
this show's
right.
Out.
Jeff, what's your job?
I am a freelance producer only on this show, and I host this show, and I edit the sketches and miscellaneous videos.
Okay, here's a question.
And I write them, and I'm in them.
For real. Sure. A real question.
For real. I think I should get adult braces for the bit.
For the
bit? I have this one tooth that's like a little bit out of whack. I don't like how they look on this camera.
Did you say for the bit or for a bit, like for a small period of time?
For the bit. So like for a year, I would have adult braces.
Got
it.
I mean, that's fine because you're 25.
That's still young enough to have adult braces. I feel like that's well past the cutoff.
No, I think, isn't that like cool right now?
To have braces?
Yeah. I feel like I see a lot of.
I feel like I might get. With,
yeah. Like a grill.
I don't know about that. Can you get like one brace?
I'm on just a crazy like a part of the internet.
A single brace.
Just for yeah, your one gonna, tooth. I,
orthodontics
the
are
circles
hot
it might trend in are not circles oh, yeah, I want attention from.
All right, new DJ name, Invisalign.
I do have a question for Jeff. Yep. And for actually, it's for the listeners. Do the listeners think that you work here full time?
The listeners know that I barely work here at all, I think.
Okay.
Although I do think some of them are like, get mad at the company for not giving me health care. And I'm like, I'm not an employee. Mm. I'm a contractor.
And how do they know that we don't give you health care?
I know.
Because I've complained about it on the show.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's probably why. Yeah.
Because it's on my mind because I turned 26 in 3 weeks.
Well,
what are you going to do for health care?
Probably the Cal thing that everybody does. Cal Health.
Medi-Cal.
Covered California.
Covered California. They keep changing the name, I feel like, too. But whatever the thing is.
You're still covered under your parents' insurance.
For only 3 more weeks.
And then it'll be a problem. So what is everyone upset about?
Because 3 weeks is not a long time. And what if I fall off a ledge?
He is often on ledges.
People never talk me off either, too.
Yeah.
Imagine being at a ledge at the reg edge.
I really feel like I might end up on the edge of the ret. I'm dyslexic visually.
What does that mean?
That means he thinks eggs have ledges.
I really do wish that people would talk me off the ledge back into the building. I feel like people chant for me to get off the ledge towards death.
This is like your second Joker reference.
That would be a really funny costume for tomorrow as me walking into the office for the Halloween happy hour, like...
What's that?
Yeah, what do you know? Joker. Where you're gonna be, Jeff?
Thank you,
Gary Glitter.
Oh, Gary Glitter. He's gonna be Gary Glitter. That's cool.
That's really cool.
Is he? Because he's the guy that.
What did you guys do in the break between when you had healthcare and when you got it from a company?
Thing. Gary Glitter did a bad.
Oh,
thing.
He did a bad thing.
Yeah. So don't dress up.
I'll just cut this out entirely.
Like the entire episode until now.
Probably, well, we had the reg egg. That's gone. Mm. Rochelle didn't want to talk about the skeletons in her closet, made up some bullshit about losing the rings. I'm like, we'll keep that in, I guess, but just so that people can know how fake you are.
I killed a person.
Oh, what? My God.
Cut that out. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun,
dun. No, wait, so yeah, but everyone here didn't have healthcare for a minute. What do you do? You just do the Medi-Cal covered thing.
What do you mean?
Rochelle, you don't have healthcare.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I pay for Covered California.
And how is that for you? Do you have dental?
I do. I have everything. It's kind of expensive.
How much is it per month? I'll bleep it out.
Like $275.
He's not going to bleep it out.
Why does it matter that to bleep out? Like, you say so much worse things, and now you're just asking the price of health insurance.
I will say, when you do it, you should get PPO, even though it is kind of expensive.
Well,
that's what they always ask you at the doctor's office. Do you have PPO?
My parents' insurance hasn't always paid for everything out here because it's like regional to Ohio. Mm-hmm. So like my eye doctor
Maybe
doesn't.
Maybe you should go back.
There's but a reason the universe is pushing you.
Yeah.
Closer to the reg egg, first of all.
Maybe I'll be Magneto Ohio tomorrow. So I'm being magnetically pulled to failure / returning home.
I'll be Magneto High tomorrow.
I feel
and
like we're covering
out, like,
nothing.
Mid-November, and we're talking about Halloween.
True.
Did you plan anything for this one?
I did. Company reports, and we've gotten through just Rochelle's, which I do appreciate it, Rochelle. What your last name is?
Chen.
I just didn't know her last name because I wanted to call her by her last name, like we were all on a team sport, right? What about Rochelle Zero?
That's pretty cool.
Who says no to that?
Nobody.
Are you from, don't tell us where you're from, but are you from California? Or like, did you go to high school in California?
Racist. I didn't go to California high school.
Okay, so maybe we can guess what state Rochelle went to high school.
Well, then, you went to Reed. We know that. it's either Reed or Lewis and Clark, and don't even tell me which, because I just want to believe you went to Reed.
Okay. So your guess is
read that.
Your guess is what? Oregon?
Yeah, Portland.
No.
Not Oregon.
You guys are not going to get it.
Wow. Marika, what's your guess?
Tallahassee.
That's not a state.
No.
Obviously. State of mind.
I'm in a Tallahassee state of mind.
Okay, let's describe that.
New York state of mind, but from Tallahassee. No, do you know what state?
What would Tallahassee state of mind be?
I've got a punch up.
Football related.
I've got a punch up for that. No, not even. So it's somebody who works at a watermelon farm in Tallahassee.
Okay.
I'm in a Tallahassee state of rind.
Yeah, love it. I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Marika, state guess? I feel like we're going to get there eventually. There's only 50 options. We've already eliminated two.
No.
Georgia?
No.
You guys aren't going to get it.
Maine.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, you know what?
I kind of ask Rochelle questions. Like,
I like, so what high school did you go to? Everybody's lambasting me for it. I'm asking her great questions.
Incredible question.
Equally great expectations. Missouri.
Mm-mm.
Kidding me?
You didn't,
yeah. Oh, did you know?
This is an ambush.
Because it's not Missouri. Marika, you haven't guessed one yet.
Yeah, because I haven't had a chance to get a word in edgewise.
No, this is bullshit, that's Marika. True, like, just, again, overlapping dialogue.
Connecticut.
No.
San Francisco. No.
You are simply never going to get it.
I was born in San Francisco.
Oh.
Or the Bay Area.
Nevada.
No.
No.
Montana. Just,
oh. No.
North
no.
Dakota, because it's no. the least populous.
Wyoming?
No.
No. There's a chance it's not a state.
Puerto yeah. Rico?
Wait, that was a red herring. Florida.
Yes.
I knew it. Canada?
No.
Are you from fucking Canada?
No.
Wait, was Hawaii? It not in America?
No.
It was not in
Guam.
America.
It's gotta be Guam.
Look at me.
I don't understand why you guys can't. I can't tell you're doing it.
I feel offensive guessing.
What
Asian
was an offensive question?
What, guess what? Guess what state Rochelle went to high school in? I'll say China. Like if I said that would be offensive.
Closer.
Singapore?
No. You're close.
Vietnam?
No.
This is wrong.
That's what I thought Amir was asking. He was like, no offense, but where did you go to
Latin America?
Where did you go to high school?
It was Portugal, you asshole.
It was Portland.
He was like, you don't have to answer, but
it was
where
Reed
are you
College.
From high school wise?
Okay, we give up.
Thailand.
Okay.
Wow. Phnom you went Penh? To high school in Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Did you grow
you were
up
born
in
the
Thailand?
Bay. So you're born American
born
citizen.
Born in the Bay. My parents separated. I moved to Thailand with my mom at 8.
Do you have dual citizenship?
No.
Okay.
They
do you have dual fueled gas range?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Do you speak fluent Thai?
Who's your
like,
realtor?
Perfectly.
I actually sorry, don't know what that meant. I just said yes to that. Yes,
that just got uttered.
Who's yeah, your realtor? And do you speak
do
fluent
you speak
Thai?
Fluent Thai. And who's your realtor?
I just she speak says Thai the dual like fuel induction school.
Got it.
That means that there's. Natural gas coming through the burners, and there's electric induction convecting
do you like Thai
your
food?
Gas.
Who's your realtor?
Do you like Thai food?
I love Thai food.
What's the best Thai food in LA?
Wait, I can tell you. Oh, I forget the name of the place. But she's answered that for me before. It's
oh,
in
really?
Thai Town.
It's in Thai Town.
And it's called?
Is it gelato?
Ba Ord.
That's it.
Ba Ord?
It's not
ba
gelato.
Noodle
she
three.
Says she didn't never names gelato.
Wow. Is that the one that used to be a Winchell's? Like there's a...
No.
But you know which one I'm talking
I don't know
about.
Which one that is.
Is this the one that Amir got the green curry thrown on his windshield? He wronged a lover and, she tossed Thai at him.
Is that real?
Of course it's real. Why would you have that? Bao Ord is your favorite
Okay, here's
Thai
another
restaurant.
Personal question for Rochelle. And I don't want to cross any boundaries, but have you ever dated a famous?
A famous?
Person!
Oh.
Or conversely, who's the most famous person you've ever...
It was
dated.
A guitarist in a band.
Whoa!
Chris
that's
Baio.
Cool. How do you spell Bao?
What?
And who's your realtor?
Can you bleep it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think we even
it was
need
a,
to.
It was a band that I really liked, so it Damn. Was a big deal to me.
That's cool.
I've heard of them.
Is it P.A. Ord?
P.A. Ord.
Got it.
This is okay.
Please
we have to move
that.
On. Company, I will. I'll probably
the
cut it out.
The band
entirely.
Or the food?
The band.
The food, anybody.
Anya, company report, right? What has been going on beyond the studio falling apart at the seams?
So here's my question back to you.
Yeah.
is company report what do you do at this company or how the company's doing? Because you've been
both. It's three things. It's what do you do at the company? How is your job going at the company? And then how are you affecting the company's success negatively or positively?
This looks really good.
All right.
It's good. It's the best.
So here's what's happening to me positively.
Okay.
Personally at the company.
Sure.
I hope Marty and Cohen don't see this.
They definitely
will not.
So I went to Party City a couple weeks ago and I got two Halloween costumes.
Sure.
In two different sizes. Like one Halloween costume, two sizes because I wanted to try them on. I didn't like either of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so but I forgot to return them.
Of course.
And after a certain day, you can only get store credit. And I was like, what am I going to do with $90 in store credit to Party City? So I messaged Marty and Cohen and I said, do we need any Halloween decorations from Party City? And they said, yes, that's awesome. Yeah. That's so nice that you went out of your way to kind of like volunteer to go shopping for decorations for us.
100%.
And so I was like, that's no problem. Do we have a budget? I got a budget. It was above $90.
Of course.
I went, I got the decorations. I used my merchandise credit and I'm going to get expensed back for that.
You're fired.
So that was awesome for me.
Did you say the thing?
What is she talking about? Am I crazy to think that she's like,
don't.
Alienating
don't do
me?
Alienating me?
Well, me.
So for me, this week is really good company-wise and personally.
Yeah.
My position in the company.
Okay. Well, that was probably, of the two, maybe the better company report.
Okay.
That's not nice.
It's not unkind.
No, it is unkind. That's exactly what it is.
Really? I'm sorry, Rochelle. Did you take offense or did you kind of dissociate?
Because I honestly don't know what you guys
we
are
should
talking
do,
about.
We should do a HeadGum podcast. We should do an episode where you just make amends.
That's really funny. You know, is there like a Day of Atonement?
Yom Kippur.
Really?
Yeah, it happened 3 weeks ago.
This? Wait, really?
This?
Yeah, okay, so we'll have to wait a whole nother year. That's a whole nother year to rack up wrongdoings.
Yeah.
You could do your own Yom Kippur. Jeff
also
Kippur.
Off. Let's
Yom
do it.
Jeff. What about Yom's
Day? Dome Kippur.
Dome Jeff is my Day of Atonement. Plus atone.
Atonement.
Amir, company report. You're technically still an owner, or did you sell your stake/stock?
He still steak.
And
though.
If you haven't yet, why not then?
Everything's going well.
Yeah.
Except for a few things, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. There are a few cancers within the company, yep. And I'm wondering who they
wait,
are.
Wait, I want to know.
Yeah.
That's mostly Jeff.
Yeah, he means Jeff.
Yeah, but it's also Angie because she was born on July 9th.
What's wrong with that?
She's a cancer.
She's a cancer.
Nice. I didn't get that. I'm usually pretty quick to the joke, so I think I'm slipping in my old age.
Jesus.
Astrology man. Is more of a young man's game.
Yeah, but just the fact that I didn't get the joke and everybody else did.
It's like earlier when you thought I where you thought I thought Marika went to Divergent University.
No, I didn't think that.
Yeah. Marika, company report.
I don't know. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm doing work right now.
She's like too busy to make a joke. Do you think I'm going to get in trouble for the Party City thing?
I think that's a good thing.
Is that a scam? Did I scam the company?
No. Okay. I think you're fine.
I mean, I'll obviously send that clip to Cohen, but other than that, I think your white whale, your Moby Dick, Jeff, is getting Cohen on this show because he refuses to do it.
Yeah, but for him, it's like a non-starter.
Exactly.
He's like, I will never do it. And it's plain and it's not like a bit. Like, Angie didn't want to do it, but we got her.
Yeah, like some people are playful about not wanting to do it. He's like very like...
That's why you got to try harder.
Here's what we'll also say is that Shackle is no more.
Yeah.
That's sort of a company report.
Oh, because she changed her last name.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted people to think she got fired. But yeah, no. Shackle is now Masa.
It's like a restaurant banner. Shackle is now Masa's.
Same taste. Same management.
Angie's list is now just Angie.
Angie Garcia's list.
I keep feeling like you're doxing these people by saying their last names, but...
Yeah, right?
I don't know why. It just feels wrong.
Website, I think.
Oh, yeah. I should probably update a lot of people.
This just in?
Breaking news.
Shackle's Masa.
You're confused.
I really want to have Masa, not Shackle, on again to wax all things
Masa
corn meal.
That's after you get through the rice, then you go to corn.
Corn meal.
Okay. What about unicorn as your costume?
I just am worried I'll be propositioned too many times tomorrow night.
You'll have like a
at the company happy hour that starts at 4 p.m.
That was mostly children. That's mostly coupled people.
Are you wearing
mostly
a costume?
Cuckled people.
Exactly right. And I'm going to be the unicorn.
Unicorn on the cob is the complete
That's
costume.
That's not bad at all. Right. I did think about just being corn.
Oh,
like corn kid?
The kind where you just like put a giant felt costume over your body.
The kind where around. I roll in raw egg and then corn.
Mm. What?
You know how when you're trying to like fry a chicken?
Yeah, like a schnitzel.
In a way.
Put an egg and then like rub it in cornmeal and then deep fry it.
I don't mind that as a costume.
He's saying corn and meal, but he said corn first.
Yes, but what if exactly, it's not even a costume for tomorrow? I guess that's what's more interesting to me.
Did you have anything planned for this episode? Because so far we've been 48 minutes of wax.
That's not a plan so much.
Okay, well, I tried. I tried to talk more about the company. I tried to make it not so much random shit. I tried to say, let's talk about HeadGum and where we're headed. Are we headed towards the red or towards the black?
Nobody cares.
Say what you mean, Marika. Where did that come from? You've been supportive all hour.
Jeff,
where
are you coming tomorrow?
Coming from Marika? I am.
I feel like you're not going to show up.
Yeah, it does get that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I did.
He'll text us at 6 and be like, hey, sorry, I'm running late because I had to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, like my accountant died and I had to.
Yeah. Little do we know Rochelle assassinated him or her.
Do you think if that Rochelle killed my ass, she would be revered as a hero? Statue in the parking lot, etc.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I think we should put a statue in the parking lot of someone, regardless. Yes.
Wait,
I
don't great mind idea. If it would be let's me. Take let's vote on who it should be.
All hands for Jeff. Raise your hand for Jeff.
Mm. I kind of think it's gotta be D.
Oh, that's good.
Well, is D good still one. Alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last I saw her.
See?
Marty's dog.
Oh, Delilah?
Yeah.
She's like,
she's alive.
All right, last question. This is just a poll for the room.
Her name's
Delilah. Would you rather, this is a real genuine would you rather that I was talking with my friends about the other day. Would you rather have every statue come to life in the world and the personality / energy they bring is the energy and personality of what the statue is? So if there's like a statue of like Mars, like the Roman god, that's going to be a god of war coming to life. But these statues can't leave like a half mile radius of themselves. Or would you rather every bird?
Your favorite restaurant. Oh my God. Forgive me for trying to put some
God
levity
forgive
to this.
Me, he said.
Pa or give me. Or would you rather every bug in the world be 10 times as big?
Obviously, that one is awful. That's a non-starter to have ants the size of dogs everywhere. They would infest America.
Well, my question is like numbers-wise, right? So like, let's not follow Amir's logic too quickly. Let's all form our own opinions.
Imagine termite the size of a fucking throw pillow. That would
termites
be
are small. They're like this big.
But they said 10x.
Yes, fine. But let me talk to you about this shit. There's already tarantulas this big.
He's just doing this.
Fucking.
He's just changing his mind.
A tarantula
on
the size
the
of
steak.
A hula.
Exactly right.
So, my yeah, worry, I'd rather there be a god of war that can't leave a 1 mile radius of fucking, I don't
half
know.
Half mile radius.
Yeah. I mean, once you put the radius around it, once you put the radius around it, like, I feel like the worst that's going to happen is some blocks of major cities might get a little fucked up.
But we just wouldn't go there to those blocks.
Yeah. Okay. So, but that's the thing. How many statues do you think are in the world versus how many bugs do you think are in the world? Because I think that there's like millions of bugs, and I think that there's only like a couple hundred thousand statues.
Exactly. We were already on the side of the statues.
I just don't want anyone to be influenced by Amir just because he technically pays us all
billions of bugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jeff's learning this for the first time.
This just
also, a lot of the statue people would be bad and racist, but you could just avoid their radius.
Yeah, you can't avoid a bee.
Arguably, they're probably going to be in the same, radiuses will overlap, possibly with some of their enemies or big personalities that they won't get along with, and you can just, watch them fight it out.
Yeah,
they just melted down one of the statues, didn't they? Robert E. Lee, I think. They melted it.
Jeff is currently Googling.
Oh, shit.
If a company sucks, should you tell the CEO honestly?
What did it say?
What does it say?
It says feedback to the CEO.
Directly to the CEO.
Or anyone in senior leadership.
Are you talking about a company you work at or a company you don't like?
I just think
Coca-Cola, Nestle does bad stuff. You're going to tell the CEO?
I don't have any pull there, but I feel like I could pull fucking...
Nothing here.
Really?
No.
Plugs.
Also, ultimately, the culture is pretty good.
Yeah, ultimately it is.
Yeah. And I think that statues coming to life, bugs three times the size, 10 times, it doesn't matter. Because
it does
matter. Camaraderie.
Have different conversations with your friends.
Definitely. Definitely. What should I ask about?
My Instagram is @Amir. Self-plug.
That's the self-plug.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Segments. Only on HeadGum.
For
Marika
sure.
did the
What's
podcast
the concept?
Art for it. Jake and I have an ever-changing podcast. Every 10 or so minutes, a completely new segment to keep things fresh and fierce. Marika did the
That's
art for
like
it, so
they...
we appreciate that. Ferris Manchi, old HeadGum all-star for this show, too, did the theme song for it. So check
theme
that out.
Theme song is great.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's kind of what you try to do, but now they're doing it.
It's kind of like the segments of the HeadGum podcast are only a little more structure, and Jake and I are on every
friendly
episode.
And on good terms.
And you guys plan it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Company reports, I did plan.
Yeah, well,
company
that was
reports,
just,
I did plan.
That was just two words, not really segments.
I said Bob of the Week. I said Anya's boyfriend.
Yeah, we abandoned.
But you didn't ask us what our Bob of the Week were.
I said he was suave.
Yeah,
and I said he knew how to give other people the floor.
Our segments are a little more structured.
Just like
there's a beginning, middle, and end to everyone.
Absolutely.
There was help guide the episode.
There were intros. I said, welcome to the show.
Here you are.
Please welcome Rochelle Chen. I said, welcome Anya Zero. I said, welcome Amir
Sometimes we get to the end of a segment. Sometimes you get so derailed.
During the middle, we were talking about the worst thing Rochelle's ever done.
Yeah.
Right, and that was sort of the emotional crux of the episode. Towards the end, we started to get into some more lighthearted stuff.
She wants
I
to
have
go.
To go.
Rochelle wants to leave.
It just sounds like I have two YouTube.
Sorry, it's on a tab I can't find. Jeff
should...
is a tab you can't find. Everyone's laughing at you.
It's an ad playing in a tab you can't find. Shit, I see that there's an audio thing on Chrome, but I can't fucking figure out how to stop it.
Yeah,
I have to go. I literally have to leave.
All right.
Why? Tell us why.
I'm meeting somebody at 3 p.m.
All right, Anya, plug. You can head out.
Radio Free Anya.
Yep.
Big new show coming in January, right, Marika? We decided January.
Yes.
So keep your eyes on this feed because I'll probably be back.
Sorry.
Anya Zero will return.
Yeah.
It's the Anya Zero hour.
Anya Zero.
On the hour. Every hour on the hour.
Rochelle, what do you got?
My Instagram is @yard_sard.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's sard?
Have you ever seen the yard sale signs that are actually that say yard sard?
Oh, no.
Okay, it's
That's
that.
Funny, like, okay, got
it's a
it.
It's an old meme.
Aging Amir yet again.
Not looking at me.
And my bond of the week is Jeff's bun.
You can't say that. That's where I draw the line.
Jeff is a man bun.
It's nice.
And imagine if that man bun was a man bond. You
man
ain't
bun.
Shit.
Man bun.
You ain't shit. See how you're nothing.
Marika, take us home.
Take us
Marika,
home.
Listen to segments.
Take us home.
Follow me.
Brownlee's
I'm Marika Elon. On
Libra Dome.
All of the social media.
Sorry.
High school Thailand.
You Chicago. Reggae. I'm Village. Amir, or sorry, Marika, what do you got?
I already fucking said it, so it doesn't matter.
We're free.
Wow. I got a pee.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. We'll see you guys again next week.
Was that even 45 minutes?
That was an hour and a half.
Jesus Christ.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.